day one of camp, I mean, listen, we got a lot of camp to go, and you know, I've been around this game a lot and a lot of training camp practices, and the defense is going to get theirs just like the offense is going to get. It goes back and forth. But, you know, it was exciting first day in pads to see the guys run around. So I'm not going to get overly hyped on one practice.
You sort of seen a different Lane Johnson this camp than last year with the cloud hanging over him with the suspension. How different is he this year and last year?
Well, he's gone blonde. Yeah, I just think he's a little more relaxed. You know, again, like you said, he you know, doesn't have that cloud over his shoulders and or over his head, and just playing a lot more loose, a lot more relaxed, a lot more comfortable and confident.
Looked like Johnson got rolled up on during practice. Alshon Jeffery landed on his shoulder. Any update on those two guys?
Both the guys are you know, healthy. They'll go today. Yeah.
How serious is Nick Foles' injury, and how do you hurt him?
Not serious at all. Just soreness in his elbow. So, you know, he'll be fine. We'll just monitor that day by day.
What has guy Johnson shown you? He was the one who kind of came in
with the first team when Alshon got a little banged up. What has he shown you?
Well, he's just go back to the, you know, the first part of OTAs, and he, you know, he's made an impact. He's shown up. He's making some plays. It was. You know, he's one of the guys that will continue to kind of give some reps from time to time, you know, with that first group and see where he's at. He's a young, talented receiver that filled in well yesterday. And you know, I talked to the guys a lot about just we got to keep stacking those type of days together, you know, and get better. So he did a nice job yesterday and want to see another day today like that.
How much of what you see at training camp will kind of determine how you use your running backs this season?
We want to get them all touches. We want to get them all reps during camp. Again, we're in an evaluation process, so we've got to see what these the guys can do. We want to see LeGarrette, you know, obviously in our system running our plays, and we know what Darren and Wendell's coming off the injury from last season, so getting him back out there. So it's just a matter of just getting them equal time, but at the same time, seeing how now this time of year how they will play out and how they will fit into our offense going into the regular season.
It looked like C.J. Smith got support with the ones. Is he a mixed air at cornerback?
Yeah, again, one of our young players. Excited to see him in camp, and now that we get the pads on, I thought he did a nice job yesterday. He's physical, and he, again, a second-year player coming in and having a lot of confidence in his ability, and we'll see where he's at as we keep, you know, keep going.
Are you doing any updates on the injuries to Randall Goforth, Alex McAllister, and Elijah?
Elijah won't practice groin today, so he's the only one. Goforth, it is a knee, it's unfortunate, but it is a knee, and obviously he's ACL, correct? Yeah, it is an ACL injury, so it's a disappointing injury for him as a young player. Who's the other guy you mentioned?
McAllister,
yeah, he's again, he's day by day, and his is a hamstring.
Tore his ACL.
Yes,
tore, right, correct.
Yeah.
As a coach, does it get you excited to come back out here? I mean, obviously, it's a different atmosphere for the guys being on the field, but in front of the fans for you, second time around.
It's great. You know, it's one of the things with our camp being at NovaCare, we just can't have as many fans as we used to have, you know, up at Lehigh. But this is a great experience for our players, our coaches, our young players to experience this atmosphere. Before we start playing these preseason games coming up in a week. So great environment. It's great to have the military here today and appreciate everything that they do and the men and women that serve our country. So it's exciting to get a chance to meet them and have our guys on the field for the first time.
So you mentioned the other day one of the reasons why you traded Alan Barber was to give some of the younger guys, like Dylan Gordon, I think you mentioned. What have you seen out of him as someone who can kind of, you know, be like a pretty versatile guy on the line?
Well, you know, he was a tight end in college and brought him in and athletic guy, big guy, you know, someone we felt could kind of get in that mold of the Jason Peters. You know, Jason Peters, tight end guy, college, started his first couple years as a tight end in the National Football League before converted to a tackle. So I'm not comparing him to Jason, but that's the path, you know, that Jason took, and it's very similar to Dylan. You know, he's learning, a young player. He's just got to get better each day. Every rep that he gets is a valuable rep for him. Comes down to just the focus and just you know, just detailing his work. And but he's done a nice job for us.
Do you see that kind of potential?
The potential's there. Yeah, the potential's there, and we're excited to continue to see his growth as we go through camp.
The other day, the offense had a lengthy period where you were practicing screens against the air. Was there something that you saw that made you want to emphasize that?
No, it was just a part of practice. It was part of our acclimation, you know, to leading up into training camp. And you don't get enough reps at screens, and we want to be a good screen football team. And so I felt it when you're going on air like that, you can really work on your landmarks and the timing and get some good work done in that situation.
First tackle to the ground. Your first tackle to the ground practice is Tuesday. What are you hoping to get out of that? What do you want to see from that?
Well, again, you know, the biggest thing is and the main thing is just we want to keep conditioning our players with the physical nature of the contact, and obviously you know, come away healthy, but at the same time being proper position to make tackles. You know, let our running backs feel that extra hit, and you know. I think it's a short yardage and goal line day, so you know, that's the only way you can do those periods is live, you know, to get the proper work out of it and work those situations.
Doug, how would you describe the presence LeGarrette Blount is, what he's done, and what he means to a football team when he arrives like he has?
Well, I think just knowing and kind of watching him, you know, last year what he did with New England on their Super Bowl run, just the impact that he had in the red zone. I constantly find myself going back and watching those touchdown runs that he had, and you know, he's a big physical downhill runner, and I saw it yesterday in some of that inside run period. You know, the explosiveness. He's got great vision to make little jump cuts and read defensive linemen. But that big body in the backfield, I think can, for a defender, presents a big problem, you know, from a tackling, one-on-one tackling standpoint, and exciting to see him as we get going now in these games.
What's that? You watch all 18 of them, the touchdown runs you made?
I did. I've watched it a couple times this spring. I actually went back and watched it the other day.
Doug, I don't know how big a deal it is for
the lights.
The officials explained to the people that were there yesterday the new crackback block rules, where when a wide receiver goes, obviously you know them because you've seen them. How much do you have to coach players this camp to try to explain to them the certain things they can't do now that they used to be able to?
Yeah, it's just a block that they want to take out. It's a player safety issue, obviously, and it's you can't block low, below the knee, back towards the football. It doesn't take the crack block out of it. You can still crack from the shoulder, you know, to the hip. You can still attack that area of the body. So all your cracks and things that teams do, you can still do that. You just can't block back towards the football, below the knee, those backside cut blocks. So wide receivers and adjacent tight ends. So if there's two tight ends there, that second tight end can't come down, and he's got to stay up or at least try to be in position to get his head across his lower body.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks. Enjoy the day.